Now, particularly focusing on those factors that a settlement needs to survive, it's notable that when any of these factors disappear, the likelihood of that settlement failing is very high. So, for example, in order to live in a settlement, we need water. Remember the three-day rules. You can go 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food, 3 minutes without air. So we need water. We need potable water, drinkable water, to obviously drink, but also to wash and to cook. We also, it's useful to have anyway, access over water, whether that's seaborne trade or access by river. But water is an essential. No settlement can survive an absence of water. Akin to this are natural resources, such as wood, such as animals, such as the exploitation of grasses, which essentially is what farming is. If you don't have wood, it's going to be very hard to build. It's going to be very hard to heat. It's going to be very hard to cook. If you don't have animals, well, remember the rule of three. 3 weeks without food, you die. And so we need to have both of these for the entire life of the settlement, however these are brought in. And we also need to have a function. A reason that that settlement was built, a reason that settlement survives. So that function, in fact, we can look at cities where that function has failed. Bodie, California, gold mining town, completely fails because once the gold dries up, people realize they're living in the desert for nothing. Pripyat in the Ukraine, a nuclear power station was the focus of that settlement. The worker houses were around that nuclear power station. Nuclear power station, which you may know as Chernobyl, blew up. That's the end of Pripyat. No one wants to live there anymore because of the very, very high levels of radiation. So all of these factors you can apply pretty much to any city that you're looking at,